and be its brother's keeper. And then point number two in this passage, he says, the voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. From the dumpsters throughout this country, some have been buried so from the ground throughout this country, the blood of 30 million unborn babies is crying out. And that cry reaches up into the throne room of a holy and a just God. Yes, it's the God who sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, but it's also the same God who leveled Sodom and Gomorrah for its sins and its wickedness. I can't even imagine anything more wicked than killing babies before they're even born. I'd like to close with a little poem. I was not a believer at the time. I was raised in Roman Catholicism, but I wasn't even too sure of that. This book I published, The Decay of a Nation, The Need for National Revival, small book, was back in 87. But I wrote this poem when I was 18 years old in 1978. When I was in high school, James Caldwell High School in New Jersey. I was not a believer. I did not accept the Lord till almost 4 years later. But I titled this poem, I Could Have Made You Proud. And I wanted to just listen to this poem, and we'll close with this. I got here through your pleasure, although I wasn't planned. I longed to leave your womb and roam across the land. I want to see the light, and I want to laugh and cry. I need to climb up trees and try to reach the sky. I want you to be my teacher and show me how to live. Please teach me right from wrong so I can love and give. But wait, there's something wrong. It isn't time to go. I'm still so very small, I have so much to grow. But someone rips me out as I began to bleed. I will never see the light, nor will I be freed. How could you let them do this? Life is a sacred right. But still I lie here dying as you cringe at the sight. Although I cannot speak, I want to scream out loud. Why did you have to kill me? I could have made you proud. The unborn baby is not tissue. The unborn baby is our brother. The unborn baby is our sister. If we do not come to their defense, no one will. Let the church be the church. Let us proclaim the good news, the salvation of Christ, but let us also stand up for what is right and come to the aid and stand up in defense of innocent unborn babies who are being slaughtered day by day, year by year in this country. This country that used to be called the land of the free and one nation under God. Let's pray for our country. Let's pray for the unborn. And let's pray for us that we will be all that God has called us to be. Father, in Jesus' precious name, Lord, we just pray for all the unborn babies that have been slaughtered in this country. We come to you ashamed of ourselves for not doing enough to fight this, ashamed of our country that has turned from the biblical basis upon which this nation was founded. Lord, I just pray that you would bring enough people in this country to your gospel. Bring enough people in this country to repentance. Bring us to our knees so that we can stop this horrible Holocaust, so that we can be forgiven, and so that our nation can be restored, so that our land can be healed. Lord, I pray for all those unborn babies. I know they're with you. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you that you're a good God. For we recognize, Lord, that you're also a just God, a holy God, who cannot have sin come before him. And we know the blood of these children cries out to your throne for justice. And so, Lord, I pray for our country that you would bring us back to our biblical roots, Lord. Bring us back to recognize that we should never do this, that everyone has the right to life, and that we should protect that right You are the giver of life, Lord, so only You can rightfully take life. And so, Lord, I pray for our country. Lord, I pray that there's any ladies here that have had abortions before. I pray that they recognize, Lord, that they're victims of an evil, ruthless government program that conned them into thinking that that little child in their womb was only tissue. And that these ladies are as much victims in this situation as a victim could be. That now their lives, throughout their lives, they have to live with the horrible memories of abortion and the physical ailments that go with it and the counseling that they need. So I pray, Lord, that the church would not only oppose abortion and fight with everything that we have until it's outlawed, but that we would also come to the aid and counsel and comfort these ladies who have had abortions and are hurt because of it. I pray, Lord, that if there's any doctors here that have performed abortions, that they would recognize that even though they have killed, that they have shed innocent blood, our God is the God of a second chance. We can't change yesterday what we've got today and we've got tomorrow to live for the Lord. And so I pray, Lord, that our church would tell others, would proclaim the God of a second chance, the God who forgives, and the God who makes all things new. And so, Lord, I pray for forgiveness for our country. But if the judgment does come upon America, Lord, I pray that Your people would be spared. I just ask Your forgiveness for our nation, Lord, for doing something that goes against everything our founding fathers and the Bible stood for. So we ask Your forgiveness. Lord, if there's anyone here that hasn't asked Jesus to be their Savior, I just pray, Lord, that they would recognize that we're all sinners, we can't save ourselves, but that Jesus became a man and died on the cross for our sins, took our punishment for us, so that if we trust in Him alone for salvation, He will forgive us, He will save us, and He will guide us throughout our lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray.